This program is brought to you by Grimmer Titrullo, speaking grace, mercy, and peace in truth and love.
Hey friends, I'm Penny Joy, host of Abide, the podcast where we explore what it means to truly abide in Christ in every area of life, from faith to relationships, health, and business. Whether you're seeking deeper connection, healing, or wisdom, you're in the right place. Thank you for spending your time with me today. As a newbie podcaster, I feel very blessed to know that you are listening and hopefully getting value from the messages God has placed on my heart to share with you. A special shout out to those who have been listening in India and Spain and all across the US. So thank you, thank you, thank you. So hold on to your hats, friends. Buckle up, because today I am dropping some truth bombs, pearls of advice, and some nuggets of wisdom that are going to rock your world and change your life for the better. In my first episode, I talked about how abiding is alignment with God and others, and I followed that episode discussing how attachments are involved in our formation and often serve as the foundation for our relationships. As we attach ourselves in a secure, loving relationship with God, we are empowered to live in a new way that transforms our mind, our body, our relationships, and just about every other area of our life. Today, we are going to talk about a new way of living. So what is that new way of living, you ask? I will get right to it right after this word from our sponsor. Before we dive in, I want to thank our sponsor, Health Hacker IQ, where I spend my days helping people take a smarter approach to personalized wellness. Health Hacker IQ is your one-stop shop for affordable niche genetic and lab testing that provides you the insights into your health and delivers a personalized plan to improve your biological age through nutrition and lifestyle strategies. God made you unique, and you deserve a wellness plan as unique as you are. You can check out all the affordable lab stacks today at healthhackeriq.com, the smart approach to personalized wellness. Today, around 166,000 people will die. In the coming week, 1,162,000 people will be living their last week on Earth. So before these stats get you down, let me tell you the good news. Today, you and I are alive. You are one of approximately 8 billion people on this Earth, and you were born for such a time as this. For this time in history, you, my friend, are eternally significant. You have breath in your lungs, but the million-dollar question is, are you truly living? As I was meditating on this question for my own life, I got to thinking about the topic of freedom and the freedom we have in Christ to live this amazing life. But so many believers intellectually know they are free, but they are still bound by fear, guilt, shame, and past struggles. And they feel stuck in the stories that repeat over and over in our minds, or feel stuck in self-sabotaging behaviors. Friends, I have been there, and I know what it's like to feel stuck. And I'm learning day by day how to embrace the freedom Christ came and died for. I don't know about you, but I want to live the years I have left on this earth knowing that I laid it out all on the table and live a life of no regrets. Now, none of us can do anything about the regrets of the past. Those are now lessons for our present and our future. But we can proactively prevent regrets in our present and our future. I don't have a fear of death. I know where I'm going. But I do have a fear of not fully living. I'm not necessarily talking about having material items or traveling to exotic locations. That's all well and good. I'm talking about inner freedom, the freedom of our soul, and the freedom that sets our lives ablaze with love, joy, and peace, and the power to accomplish everything God is calling us to do and achieve to serve humanity. In today's episode, I'm going to cover the four main ways we keep ourselves from our true freedom in Christ, followed by the two main ways we can start to expand our true freedom in Christ and start living the abundantly fulfilling life Christ came to give us. We see in Scripture that one of the very reasons Christ came to earth as God in the flesh was to free the captives. This was long prophesied as evidenced in the Old Testament Scripture, Isaiah 61:1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound. Galatians 5:1, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. And John 8:36, so if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Your freedom isn't something you have to find, friends. Your freedom is something you embrace because your freedom wants to embrace you. Don't live a wisha, woulda, coulda life. He opened your prison doors, but some of us are sitting in our self-imposed prisons with an open door to the vast outside world that is waiting for us to embrace it. If every believer could grasp just how powerful they are, our entire world would change. Jesus tells us that we are the light of the world. And it's actually your light that lights our world. Matthew 5:14-16. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, so it can give light to all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Point number one. We suppress our true freedom when we get stuck in the stories that we tell ourselves. Let's face it, life happens. While we are divine beings having a human experience, that human experience can be filled with sickness, addiction, tragedy, heartbreak, temptation, losses from death or divorce, and sometimes we face struggles as a result of our own bad decisions. We each have our own story, don't we? We have stories of the alcoholic dad or overbearing mother, or the parents who were great people, but they work so much trying to put food on the table. We felt alone and abandoned and emotionally disconnected. I don't know what you've been through, but I do know that life can hurt so deep that it changes the fabric of our being, and we end up with these deep soul wounds that no one sees. And we just keep going through life, working and existing. And that story of our pain and its effect on our life spins in our heads like a hamster on a hamster wheel, going round and round. I'm not here to tell you that you should ignore the story or just get over it. Actually, doing so shoves that story deep into our bodies, where we hold on to the emotions connected to those stories, and that creates sickness and disease. Trust me. I did that very thing and faced chronic illness as a result. I avoided dealing with my stories and all the emotions until it caused my nervous system to crash and led to a complete breakdown in my life. But I am telling you that there is freedom on the other side of the story. So as you start to reframe it in a way that frees you, you begin to face that story and its impact on your life and in your body. The more we ignore the stories of our lives, the more we become a victim to them, and we are held captive to the pain we refuse to feel. We need to feel those stories little by little and free them from our souls, and we do that by exposing the hurts we carry, and we ask God to bring healing and wholeness to those parts of our life. Friends, he came to do just that. He wants nothing more to restore you and reconcile those parts of you that feel broken. So what do you do with all the feelings? Well, you let yourself feel them, but you don't let them define you. You acknowledge the loss, but you don't let it steal your joy. You bless the past for what it taught you, but you don't let it have your future. The common thread here is you don't let it. Because in letting the stories and all the emotions attached to those stories spin around in your head, you are keeping yourself from the freedom you deserve. We can break free from emotional bondage. According to neuroscience, an emotion only lasts about 90 seconds. When a feeling arises, the response in your body is brief. After that, it's not the emotion that lingers, but the story you attach to it. That's why emotions can feel like they last for hours or days, because we keep feeding them with our thoughts, replaying situations and reinforcing the feeling. The key is not to suppress those emotions, but to notice when you are the one that's keeping them alive. Your past shaped you, but it is not who you are. Stop identifying the essence of yourself with the pain of the past or the diagnosis or the illness. Wounds, traumas, and mistakes are the stories. Holding on to them is what keeps you stuck. The pain was just for a moment, but the suffering is the story you keep telling yourself. You can let go of the story and completely reframe it and choose peace. In a future episode about managing our thoughts and the importance of our words that we speak over ourselves, I'll cover reframing in more detail. In the meantime, check out the plethora of resources online from qualified professionals on how to reframe the stories. Point number two, we keep ourselves from living in total freedom when we let fear rule our lives, even subconsciously. Fear doesn't stop death, but fear sure does stop life. Bob Proctor once said, "Fear and faith demand that you believe in something you cannot see. You choose." When we live in constant fear that something bad is going to happen, we are mentally and emotionally placing ourselves back into that self-imposed prison. It's true, evil does exist and bad things do happen in our world. But when we let fear dominate our thoughts, we chain ourselves to anxiety, limiting our ability to experience freedom, joy, and trust in God's plan. Fear doesn't prevent hardship. It only robs us of peace in the present. The key is not to deny that challenges exist, but to refuse to live under their shadow. Instead, we must walk in faith, knowing that no matter what comes, we are held by a God who's greater than our fears. One of my favorite scriptures is 1 John 4:18. "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love." This verse is a powerful reminder that fear and the love of God cannot coexist. Fear binds us, controls our decisions, and keeps us from stepping fully into the life God has called us to. But when we truly understand and embrace His perfect love, fear loses its power. So what does it mean that perfect love casts out fear? Fear thrives in uncertainty, in the what-ifs of life. It makes us hesitate, doubt, and shrink back. God's love is not just an emotional feeling. It's a reality that surrounds us, holds us, and secures us. His love is perfect because it is complete, lacking nothing, and unwavering. When we know that we are fully loved by God, we can no longer live in the fear of the unknown, or failure, or of the future. We can rest in the truth that nothing can separate us from the love of God. So how do we live in the freedom of God's perfect love? Number one, we abide in His presence daily. Fear fades when we remain close to the source of the perfect love. Spend time in His Word, worship in prayer, and let His love fill your mind and heart. Two, renew your mind with the truth. The enemy fuels fear with lies, such as, "You're not good enough, God won't come through, you're alone. But God's word declares the truth that you are loved, chosen, and never forsaken. Replacing fear-filled thoughts with truth sets you free. 3. Surrender control to God. Fear often comes from trying to control things outside of our power. Living in God's love means trusting that He is in control and that His plans for you are only good. 4. Walk in boldness and faith. When we grasp God's love, we are making decisions based on fear. We step out in faith, knowing that even if we face challenges, we are covered in His grace and strength. And 5, we let love guide our actions. Instead of reacting to life with fear, we respond with love. Love leads us to forgive, to trust, to take risks for God's kingdom, and to live with peace and joy. The greatest freedom comes when we stop living in fear and start living in love. Perfect love means knowing that no matter what happens, God is with us. We are free to dream, to serve, to love others, and to step into our purpose without hesitation. Living in fear is a prison, but living in God's love, perfect love, is freedom. And that freedom is not just for someday, it's right now. Point number 3, we keep ourselves from living in freedom because of unforgiveness for others or ourselves. In a future episode, I will cover what it means to abide in forgiveness because the topic deserves an episode of its very own. Unforgiveness is one of the greatest chains that keeps people in bondage. Forgiveness is not about approving or forgetting what happened to you. It's breaking free from its grip. Holding on to resentment only ties you to your pain. And I think it's important to note that Jesus forgave all of humanity while on the cross. If He can forgive from that place of torment, so can we. Lack of forgiveness for others and ourselves keeps us bound. It has been said that unforgiveness is like drinking poison while hoping the other person dies. We are often bound inside by a spirit of unforgiveness, and that includes ourselves for the things we have done. The things done in silence when no one is looking. The things that keep us feeling ashamed for the natural desires that are inside of us. Only you know what those things are, and if you're holding on to shame and guilt that is keeping you bound. Jesus says, "Freely forgive as I have forgiven you." Forgiveness removes the debt and places it on a just God who will deal with those things. Forgiveness is for your freedom. And Scripture says you have been forgiven as far as the east is from the west. Receiving forgiveness from God and for ourselves frees us from the guilt and shame that we carry that keeps us bound and not walking in our full freedom. Forgiveness is not just a concept, friends. It's a way of life. Forgiveness means refusing to carry the burdens Christ already paid for. Point number 4. We keep ourselves from living in our full freedom in Christ when we don't understand who we really are. You are fearfully and wonderfully made, Scripture says. And to prove that point, did you know that your DNA alone, if unraveled, would wrap around the earth twice? It's mind-boggling just how wonderful you are. You are His beloved, His treasure, yet too many of us feel like we're dirty, rotten sinners, and we live bound by the insecurities that keep us from shining our lights in this world. And friends, our world needs your light probably more than any other time in history. You were born for such a time as this, to be God's hands and feet on this earth. He accomplishes His will and His purposes through you. You are a child of the Most High God, and you are His inheritance. So to fully embrace your freedom, you need to fully embrace who you really are. And the second step is to live boldly. God didn't call you to fit in, friends. He called you to stand out. And playing small doesn't serve anyone. And shrinking yourself to make others feel secure isn't humility. It's disobedience. You were created to shine, to lead, and to walk boldly in your purpose. So stop apologizing for your greatness. The world needs you, the real, bold, and unapologetic version of you. Your true nature in Christ is already perfect. You just need to remember who you are and whose you are. Stop reinforcing the illusion that something is missing. God has already given you all things pertaining to life and godliness, Scripture says. He is not a God of lack. He is a God of love. You are a powerhouse. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you if you are a believer today. You might have been knocked down, pushed aside, and tested. But guess what? You are still here, still strong, still relentless, still smart, and still a force to be reckoned with. It's time to live like you mean it. Stop playing small and start living large. Because God is calling you to the high places. It's time to start treating your body like an athlete because you are training for the greatest life ahead of you. Stop being a consumer and start being the producer of your life. And if you're saying, well, it's too late for me, it's never too late. Because God can use you in any season of life. He's just waiting for you to respond. In closing, I want to read Deuteronomy 30:19. It says, I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both you and your descendants may live. Friends, God has set before us the life that we can have. It is a life of freedom. It is a life to dream, to pursue, to accomplish, and just be who you are. He tells us to choose life, but it's up to us to choose it. And if we go back and think about the 166,000 people that will die today, and the millions more that will die next week, they're saying, go live your life. Live it without regrets. Do all the things you've always wanted to do that are in your heart. Live boldly and know who you are and whose you are, because nothing is impossible to those who believe. The time is now to start writing your future. The future that is filled with freedom, not the stories of the past, not the self-sabotage, not the limiting beliefs, but walking in your freedom, embracing who you truly are in Christ and living boldly. It's time to rise up. It's time to live fully. A life of no regrets. And I'll end with a request. I'm sure you can think about many people who need to hear this message. People who are limiting their lives because of what they believe and the stories they've told themselves, or living in unforgiveness, and it's keeping them from living the life that God has called them to. So will you share this? Will you share the hope and the promise of freedom that we have in Christ? Until then, may you abide in your freedom fully and live boldly for the cause of Christ.
If today's episode has spoken to your heart, I invite you to share this with others. You can follow along on Instagram at Abide for Life or connect with me at abideforlife.com.